From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States, Britain, and the UN peace envoy to Yemen called Sunday for the warring parties in the country to immediately and unconditionally declare a ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke to reporters following their meeting in London.
This is the time to implement a ceasefire unconditionally and to move to the negotiating table. But we cannot emphasize enough today the urgency of ending the violence of Yemen, of providing for an opportunity for a political settlement, which is the only way it will be ultimately resolved, and of getting to that table as rapidly as possible.
Kerry said senior envoys had been in contact with the Yemeni President Hadi and his internationally recognized government in exile, and with the Iran-backed Houthi rebels who drove him from the country to push for peace talks. The Iraqi Air Force dropped thousands of leaflets on Mosul, warning residents of the coming offensive to liberate the city from the Islamic State terror group. The leaflet drop late Saturday came after hours of an artillery bombardment met by Iraqi and Kurdish forces, amid confusion over whether the full-scale assault on the country's second-largest city had in fact already kicked off. South Korea has strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch attempt. Earlier, U.S. military reported that North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile Saturday, but the effort failed, in addition to already conducting an unprecedented 2 nuclear tests this year. Pyongyang has advanced its land base and submarine-based ballistic missile capabilities with numerous launches in the last 6 months. This is VOA News. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have captured the symbolically important northern Syrian town of Dabiq from Islamic State militants as the U.S. and its European allies meet in London to discuss how to bring a halt to the Syrian conflict, now in its 6 years. Dabiq is cited in Sunni prophecy as the site of an end-of-times battle between Christian forces and Muslims. Anti-Islamic fighters and their Kurdish backers gather in Aleppo, announcing Dabiq as their major goal. The jihadists said, thinking they can score a great moral victory against the Islamic State. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump conceded Sunday he is losing support among female voters, but blamed it on media accounts of women. He says he had been falsely accused of making unwanted sexual advances toward them. He said on his Twitter account that national surveys show his campaign against Democrat Hillary Clinton remains close. While referring to the recent sexual misconduct allegations against him, Trump seemed to make light of losing the support of a large number of women based on what he claims are events that never happened.
The election is being rigged by corrupt media, pushing completely false allegations and outright lies in an effort to elect her president.
A national average of polls compiled by Real Clear Politics shows Clinton, a former U.S. Secretary of State, with a 5.5% lead over Trump. The United Nations says around 370,000 Afghan refugees have returned home from neighboring Pakistan this year, with a significant spike since mid-July. The U.N. officials in Pakistan acknowledge the exodus of registered Afghan refugees is largely volunteer. They also note that the refugee agency's decision to double the cash grant for voluntary returnees from $200 to $400 per person in mid-June, and a newly launched campaign by the Afghan government to encourage the displaced families to return to their homeland and take part in the nation-building, are among major contributing factors for the unusual rise in the number of Afghans choosing repatriation. Typhoon Sarika slammed into the Philippines Sunday. The storm has forced the evacuation of thousands of people on the main island in the Philippines, Luzon. The heavy rainfall has caused minor landslides and damaged crops. Weather officials say Sarika is moving toward the South China Sea, but not before causing power outages and wind damage. And a senior official in Mexico says jailed drug trafficker Hakim El Chapo Guzman could be extradited to the U.S. by no later than February. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.